Hey babe, how's it going?
I'm good. Missing you, of course.
I just arrived at campus. Dad dropped me off a couple of hours ago.
You would not believe how busy the place is.
The entire place is buzzing. Everyone's super friendly and cool.
And get this. They also got this big sign out the front of the dorms.
You would have loved it. It says...
Oh. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said...
Damn it.
I know you're super bummed out about not getting accepted.
You should be here with me too.
It's not fair.
Never mind. Let's not dwell on that.
It is what it is. And, like you said before I left, we'll work it out. Together.
I'll call you as much as possible and keep you up to date.
And, I'll be home for Thanksgiving. So we will catch up then.
Count the days, because I will too.
Until then, I'll tell you what I've been up to.
I just got settled in, met some of my dorm mates. We actually hit it off really well. Already got a couple of friends, if you can believe it.
You know how I am. I make friends really easily.
Let's see. We have Jessica. She's really pretty and cool. I think she's a freshman too, so we're in the same boat. She's got this boyfriend, I don't know his name yet, but they are really cute together. Lisa, she's a bit of a bookworm, but still has a sense of humor. And Zach, the boy who helped me carry all my luggage in.
Oh, didn't I tell you? It's COVID dorms.
Relax. I have my own bedroom. It's small. And I'm not sharing it with any boys.
Don't worry about that.
Anyway, so I got settled in. Zach helped me carry my bags. At first, I thought he was going to be one of those sport jock kind of guys. He looked the part. Tall, burly, and all muscular. But he turned out to be really sweet. And it turns out that we have the same major. He's a year above mine, but yeah. Shows to me judging a book by its cover.
What?
No, he didn't try to hit on me.
Well... He might have.
I don't know. He did come on very friendly. But he politely accepted when I told him about you. So, he at least knows that I have a wonderful man waiting for me back home.
Mwah.
Yes, that's you, dummy.
Oh, I have to go.
Everyone's taking part in these icebreaker events, and I don't want to miss out.
I'll call you again.
Super soon.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
Hey, babe. Sorry I haven't called you again since last time. Been super busy with classes. We just hit the ground running with all this coursework. The professors don't hold back around here. I've wanted to call you all week, but I really needed to wrap my head around my subjects. Don't worry though. I've been taking part in a study group with Lisa every night. My head is full of information, but I'm learning loads. And Zach has been sharing his old notes with me, which have been super helpful. But enough about me. How are you?
Good. What have you been up to?
Really? Nothing?
What about that job interview you had? You know, at the supermarket. You said it was only part-time, but...
Oh, you didn't get it.
That's a shame. You had a good feeling about that job, too. But never mind. I know you can find something. Look at the bright side. It's only temporary, right? You just have to be patient.
Babe.
No, don't say that. I know it's been tough since you got rejected. But don't give up. We'll figure something out. You're not a loser or whatever else you think about yourself. I promise. Just keep your head up. Okay? Yeah, I know. This sucks. But you know I love you, no matter what, right? Good. Anyway, let's talk about happier things. Like,
I'm going to my first college party tonight.
Isn't that exciting? It's just a casual thing. A few undergrads organized it. Just going with the girls and Zach. No, I don't plan to get wasted with a bunch of college boys.
You think I'm that naive?
I wouldn't do that to you.
We're bringing our own drinks, thank you very much. I'll get nothing more than lightly buzzed. You know me.
Plus, I very much doubt any boys trying anything. Most girls I know here are single. They have no reason to bother someone like me. And worst case scenario, I'll have Zach looking over me.
Excuse you. Zach has been nothing but a gentleman to me.
I told you before, Zach knows that I have a boyfriend. And he's a genuinely nice guy. You have nothing to worry about. So please, don't start thinking stupid things. Okay?
Good.
Alright, I have to go and get ready. I'll call you tomorrow and tell you all about it. Promise. And trust me, things will get better for you, okay? Bye-bye. Love you.
Hey, babe. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm... Yeah.
Sorry. I did mean to call you after the party, but... Some stuff. I mean... Sorry. I was just so... Hungover. Yeah, so hungover. I needed a few days to, decompress.
Yeah, I did say I'd only get lightly buzzed.
Those fruity drinks, they, sneak up on you, you know? But the party was fine. Nothing happened. I mean, stuff happened. Party stuff happened.
But like, I don't want to bore you with a play-by-play of it all.
No, nothing's wrong. There may have been a misunderstanding between a friend. Some of my friends. At the party. Leading to some, drama. Yeah. Nothing serious. Just need to avoid some people forever. I know it's not like me to avoid people, but yes, I know I've specifically said that any issues with friends can be talked out, but I don't think this is... No, you're right. I should talk this out. Clear the air and everything. Thank you. Oh, it's nothing. Or it will be nothing. Trust me. You'll never have to worry about it again. Okay? Anyway. What about you? How have you been? I miss you, you know? I miss you so much. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again. Right. Counting down the weeks. Remind me, next time we meet up, I need to make it up to you. You know, for, going away. Make it up to you for going to college. Not anything. Yeah, I need to show you just how much I've missed you. Let's see. I bet you're feeling lonely since I've been gone. No one to touch you like I used to, right? Of course not. Well, neither. Neither have I. So, I figured the first thing I'm gonna do when I see you is strip down to that lazy laundry of mine I know you love. Remember? The pair I had on back for your birthday? Yeah? You like that? Strip down to those. And then I'll let you do whatever you want, babe. Because you deserve it. What? I can be naughty when I want to. Can't I give my man a treat? You know? Make him feel special. Whatever you want. Just think about it, babe. And let me know. Oh, look at the time. I'd love to stay and chat, but I have classes. Sorry again for not calling earlier. And sorry for... Just... I'm sorry. Thanksgiving can't come fast enough. And babe, I love you. Oh, hey babe. No, you didn't catch me at a bad time. I'm just in the middle of getting changed. Trying to find where I put, my bra. Anyway, what's up? I haven't called in a while. But I called you last. Oh, wow. Sorry about that. Life just gets away from me. Sorry. Oh, and speaking of apologies, I wanted to apologize for the last phone call. I was too caught up in my own shit, and I'm sure it soured the mood. Just letting you know that I spoke with Zach. I mean, my friends. And we cleared up the little misunderstanding. Yeah, we had a good, long, hard talk about stuff. And now we're back to talking. A lot. So don't worry about that whole thing with my friends. It's all better now. Promise. Yeah, we're all back to being good friends this week. Very good friends. The best of friends. Which is why I might have forgotten to call. Sorry again about that. But yeah, it's been great. Though it's a lot more exhausting than before. My legs still feel like jelly. From all the jogging and stuff we do, together. Anyway, just wanted to give you a quick update and check in. How about you? How's things going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aw, you got that job. Congrats, babe. That's cute. I mean good. That's great. Well done. Proud of you. Listen. Sorry, I had to cut this call short. I have a date to get ready for. With the girls. Date with the girls. Yeah. Lisa loves taking me out around town. Cafe dates with her class are a usual thing. And the occasional sleepover. But today, they're spending time in my room. You know, chilling and watching a movie. Yeah, we watch a lot of Netflix. Binging it all week long before classes. Oh, that's him. I have to go. Thanks for calling. Love ya. Bye. Hey, babe. How are you? Good. That's good. Yeah, I'm keeping busy. Why do I sound out of breath? Yoga. Just finished doing some yoga. Yes, finished. I don't care if you're not. Oh, God. Oh, just. No, I'm alone. I mean, I'm not alone. I'm with friends. Yes, Zach. I'm with Zach. We're just at... Huh? The mall? Yeah, out shopping at the mall. Well, we did yoga first. And now we're at the mall. I did yoga first. And met Zach here. Just now. quit it. Don't. Huh? Sorry. What did you say? Oh, yeah? Cool. Sorry. We're just getting lunch. And Zach's being annoying. Stop grabbing me. No, no. I always have time for you, babe. So, what's up? Really, yeah. I see. Well, good. Glad things are going well for you. Nothing much going on with me. Just been in bed all day. Until the yoga. And now, lunch at the mall. God damn. Lunch? What? Oh, yeah. I'm having trying to decide between sausage and pie. Seriously? Oh. The sausage? Right. You used to make sausages back home. I remember, yeah. But the sausages out here are a little different. Where are you? Oh. Don't put that in my face. Bigger. The sausages here are bigger. Much, much bigger. Not just longer, but thicker too. Heavy in my hand. It really makes it hard to get my mouth around some days without my jaw hurting. They do look good though. It really makes my mouth water. The pie? Honestly, I prefer them most days. So warm and sweet. Really filling. But, I don't know. I had a lot of pie these last few hours. Weeks. It always leaves such a mess. And besides, it's not safe to keep having all this pie. It keeps going straight to my thighs. I really need to cut back on them. Wouldn't want me to come home with my belly all bloated, right?
Yeah, I bet you would, Daddy. Exactly. It's decided. I'll have the thick sausage with extra sauce. Alright, babe. I've got to go and have lunch. I'll try to remember to call you more often. Okay? Yes, alright. Miss you too. Love you. Boyfriend, right? He tries to call me every day. And that just makes you want me more, right? You could have had any girl. You could have had any girl back in your bed with a dick like that. But you chose me, and I know why. It's because I'm already taken, isn't it? You like taking a good, honest girl like me and making her a dirty whore. You like breaking girls and turning them into a slut for your fat fucking cock. Especially when those girls already belong to someone else. That's what you like, isn't it? Yes. know it is. Because you fuck me even harder anytime I remind you. Fine then. I'll keep playing your nasty little game. I'll tell you how much of a bad girl I am. How much better you are compared to my boyfriend back home. If that means I get to get fucked like this all night long. You never make me feel this way. Never reached this deep inside me. With this pathetic little cock. Not like this. Not like you. You like that, yeah? Should I remind you how easily you corrupted me? Back at that party. How all it took was one good look of that monster cock of yours to have me on my knees. The way my hand reached out to gently rub the head. Even as I tried to remind you that I was already taken. Please, Zach, I have a boyfriend. I can't do this. God. You didn't even have to convince me. This cock was all you needed. I was powerless to resist. I got more turned on sucking your dick that night than I ever had been with my loser of a boyfriend. I told you how much of a loser he is, right? Not only did he not get me to college, because he's a fucking idiot, but all he does now is call me to complain about his shitty life and his cock. Well, it's nothing compared to yours. Obviously, you have the biggest fucking cock I've ever seen. And it makes me come every single time. You fucked me so many times over the last month, stretching my pussy out to fit your size. There's literally no way I could ever go back to that limp dick loser of a boyfriend. That's what you did to me, Daddy. Yeah, you're my daddy. You're my fucking daddy. You've cream pied my pussy enough times to warrant the title. Think of how many times I'd be pregnant if it wasn't for the pills. My boyfriend never got to fuck me raw, but you've made it a point to always fill me up. And fuck. If it's not the best feeling in the world, the warmth and wetness of your cum inside me is incredible. And I've been hooked ever since. So do it, Daddy. Fill me up. Imagine breathing my slutty pussy. Your big, strong hands holding me down as your balls empty deep inside me. Knocking me up with a little baby. then, sending me home to my loser cock of a boyfriend, and making him deal with the consequences of your actions, because you can fuck me like you can. You can't even compare, and you know it, because I'm your slut daddy. Even come better than them. Fuck. You have such a nice cock. Fits so perfectly inside me. How am I ever going to be satisfied with anything less again? Where's my phone? I think it fell off the bed and you were busy pounding me. Can you pick it up? I'm too exhausted to stand right now. What's wrong? You're looking at it funny. Shit. Did I get another phone call? No? Good. Just leave it on the table. Alright. Wanna get us some water? Hurry back, and then go for round three, okay? Great. Because I need one for a huge fucking cock. Oh, and Zach? I love you. Hey, baby. I haven't heard from you in a while. Everything okay?
Okay. It just feels like you've been avoiding me or something. You sure? Okay then. So the holidays are here and I'm just packing up my things. Dad's picking me up soon and I should be back in town by tomorrow. I know the plan was to spend a whole holiday back home, but there's been a change of plans. I got a last-minute invite to spend Christmas with a friend. They're going upstate for the new year, and I figured, why not travel, right? You don't mind, right? And I'll still be around for a couple of days. So I'll see you anyway. I actually wanted to talk to you about something. About us. I'll explain more when I see you. I don't want to confuse you over the phone. Oh, that's my dad. Gotta go. I'll see you very soon, okay? Love you.